It's said that when discipline and desire get married, they produce delight. It's hard enough to bring discipline into the lives of Christians because they just don't like the D word. But what if there's no desire? What if the reason that the discipline doesn't come is because there's no desire? There's actually no desire for the one who loves you with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind and all his strength. You don't know him, and so you don't desire him, and so there's no discipline to produce delight in him. What a sad situation we've come to, where we make a form of worship and loving him, but our hearts are far from him. He doesn't condemn us. But as I think I've said before, his is the greatest example of unrequited love in the universe. He pours out his love towards us and towards all mankind without partiality, day after day after day. And very few of us actually ever turn to him. And when we do turn to him, it's mostly for our own sake rather than for loving him. Because we still stay so self-centered, so self-aware, so self-conscious. And our God consciousness never grows beyond a seed. So discipline and desire never produce delight. It's a chore, isn't it, to spend time with God? It's difficult to turn off the music even and just sit quietly with him. What have we come to, beloved? What have we come to?